Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am fascinated by sports history and iconography and memorabilia that you just simply cannot get other places. And that's why it's really interesting that Babe Ruth's family is holding an estate sale. The personal collection of Babe Ruth is up for public auction and will be on display Saturday at Yankee Stadium in the Legends Suite Club. Now, those that have organized this auction have sent me a full catalog of what is available. And it is amazing stuff. And not just jerseys and used bats and signed baseballs, which you would find a lot of places, although those are very cool as well. But really personal items like Babe Ruth's suitcase on his tour to Japan in 1934. Or his hallway mirror. Or an unused checkbook. Or grooming tools, like his razors and hair clippers. These are all things up for public auction, which it's Babe freaking Ruth! Babe Ruth's hall mirror can be yours! I just thought this was so cool. I thought this was so cool because Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player of all time. So joining us here on the show this morning is the granddaughter of Babe, Linda Ruth Tassetti. She joins us this morning on the show. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. Was it difficult to put your grandfather's items up for sale for public auction?
Yes. I thought about it for 2 years and searched, you know, asking my mom and Babe, is this the right thing? But, you know, the new generation's coming up. They want to be fluid, and they don't collect. And we're downsizing. You know, my husband's going to retire within months. So I decided, well, I know a really good place that it would be adored, and that would be with his fans. So I said, why not? You know, he's iconic. People love him. They would love his things.
Where were you storing all of this amazing stuff?
Believe it or not, in my home.
Wow.
Yeah, scary. I used to think I'm rural in Durham, Connecticut, but it's vogue now to hit country homes because there's no police force. And I had dreams. Oh, God. I thought somebody was going to hit me over the head to take it. You know, take it is one thing, but then to hit me over the head for it. And my husband and I became wary. And then when we traveled, what if there was a fire? So, you know, there's a lot of things that came into the decision. And then we thought, what, the fans? It always goes back to the fans. It always did with my grandfather. So we decided, I met David Hunt, and I said he's the guy to do it. And so it's done.
Babe Ruth's granddaughter joins us this morning on the show, Linda Ruth Tassetti, as they're going to have a Babe Ruth estate auction coming up this week in Yankee Stadium, public auction. So was it just like in your basement or your attic, huge boxes of Babe's baseballs and personal items?
Well, some of those are second and third parties, you know, fourth parties. So it's not, you know, like the furniture and the ball and a lot of the pictures. A good amount of it is ours. But it's it was in a room in my home, and it was off the pantry, which we figured nobody would think a Babe Ruth's room would be off our pantry. And that's how we were kind of hiding it. It was alarmed up to our necks, you know. But, you know, I would tell, I apologized to Durham, but I kept telling them, no, I don't have a room, you know. And so that's how it went, you know. And I didn't brag about it. You know what I mean? In fact, even David Hunt was bowled over when he saw what I had.
Oh, I could imagine. So when you say you for Durham, that was the town for tax purposes. You didn't want to tell them that you had this room of Babe Ruth stuff.
No, I didn't want anybody. You know, people want to see it. Babe.
I see.
You know, you can't keep Babe on the down low. It doesn't never work.
No,
you know.
He wasn't a down low kind of guy.
No, he wasn't. You know, even when I travel and speak, you know, when I come into the room, I tend to resemble him. Like a woman said, you can line up 10 ladies and they're going to pick me out all the time, you know? So
Yeah.
I can't even stay on the down low, you know? So.
What was the favorite item that you had that you came across, personal item or autographed item, that you said, boy, this is really special?
Well, believe it or not, I think that satchel with all those interesting stickers from all over the, you know, the world, and then in the middle, he signed, you know, his name and address on it, to, you know, how you put the identification on it.
Yeah.
And I just like to know where that went, you know what I mean? And of course, the urn from Japan, which is incredible. It's got a crease in it and a toe mark. Well, he won two of these bronze urns when he was in Japan for hitting and then something else. He, when they bombed Pearl Harbor, oh, my God, he went berserk, my mother said. My mother was Dorothy. And he started throwing things out the window. She saw the setting sun on the, you know, on the breeze. He threw one urn out. It became, you know, it was pavement patty. And this other one, he threw it. It hit the metal on the window, it bounced back, and then he kicked it. So that's the story on the urn from the crease and the toe print. So, you know, each one of these things have a special story that goes with them.
So the bombing of Pearl Harbor happened, and the Babe thought we were under attack across the country and decided to save some of his stuff? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, no. When they bombed our country.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, I see. And because it was a Japanese item. I see.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he got them in Japan. Excuse me for not making that clear. But my mother said it's a good thing she wasn't wearing the kimono he got her, or she probably would have went out the window, too. He was just incensed. Well, wow. They wanted to stay in Japan and be a, you know, teach and be a, you know, they thought he was a god. It was before the war. They thought Babe was a god.
Yeah.
And then when they turned around and bombed, he said, how could they do that to my country? They loved me so much. Why? You know, yeah, it really hit him in the heart. Well, Babe was very patriotic because when they wanted him to stay and teach baseball, he said, no, I'm an American. I'm going home.
Yeah.
And they offered him an emperor's life to stay in Japan.
Amazing. Yeah. There's also a lot of his hunting items that are for public auction as well. Yeah. He was a huge outdoorsman.
Well, that was his solace. That's how he got away from the fans. You know, he was, and he didn't mind it. You know, when he'd walk around New York, he'd have a skirt of kids around him. If he went here, you know, people, he was just, you know, hey, you know, iconic. He just, people recognized him. And he didn't mind, but sometimes he needed some, you know, recharging. And he would go fishing, hunting, you know, local hunting, like deer, bear, you know. He didn't go out west. He stayed local. And that was just his solace with the guys in the woods, you know, hunting deer, doing manly stuff.
Yeah.
And that was his downtime. Yeah, that's how he recharged himself, because he really, his life was, I mean, I couldn't live it. I could not have lived it. I've been studying him for 50 years when I found out who he was. And for my mother, not for my mother, for a school mate. And my mother hit us because Lindbergh kidnapping. And so I wanted to know this famous grandfather that, oh, my God, you know. And then I started, and I've been studying him ever since, and he doesn't stop. He keeps going and going and going.
This is fascinating. Babe Ruth's personal hunting gloves, amongst other hunting items like trophies, gaiters, are going to be available for public auction.
Oh.
Can I ask you a question? Would you mind sticking around until the next segment? Because I wanted to ask you a few more questions about this.
I don't mind at all.
Okay, tremendous. We're going to have Linda Ruth Tassetti, the granddaughter of Babe Ruth, join us at the top of the hour, because I need to hear about being hid during the Lindbergh kidnapping and much, much more. Because they have an estate sale, the Babe Ruth personal collection at public auction available at Yankee Stadium for the public on Saturday. And the items in this are just such a remarkable walk through baseball history and Babe's personal history that I need to hear more about this. So Linda Ruth Tassetti on being hid during the Lindbergh kidnapping coming up here next. But right now, our guest is the granddaughter of Babe Ruth, Linda Ruth Tassetti, who has allowed Babe Ruth, her grandfather, and his personal collection of items, both baseball and just lifestyle, available for public auction Saturday at Yankee Stadium in the Legend Suite Club. This is available for public auction. And she joins us this morning on the show, and she had such interesting anecdotes and stories about all of this and about the Babe's life last hour that I wanted to have her join us this second hour as well. So thanks so much for giving us more of your time. You're very generous. I wanted to ask you about that story that you just mentioned. In 1932, Charles Lindbergh's 20-month-old son was kidnapped, and of course this became a national manhunt, an international story. You had just said you guys were hidden during this time?
Oh, no, not during the time. I think that came out, but I didn't mean during the time. My mother was in the city when it happened. So I'm the youngest of six children to Dorothy, and she was afraid someone would get it into their head that we were related and kidnap us. So I led a very normal, life. The older kids weren't allowed to say anything, and me being the last was clueless. Until a classmate told me, and so it goes. And I came home and said, you didn't tell me I was famous. And she said, because you're not. and you didn't hit the ball. So thus started my, my education on Babe, my mom being my first source. I'd read a book and go, Mom? And she'd go, no, that's not how it happened. But all these things my mom, of course, had that are in this auction. And I just want to stress one thing. It is going to be the closest you're going to get to the man. It's going to be an iconic auction. And there's going to be pieces that people thought they'd never see before. So if anybody's going to get want to have something that was personally Babe, now's the time to do it. You know, because you'll never get another auction like this. And at the historic Yankee Stadium, come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be like a Babe Ruth museum. Yeah, it's going to like...
It's gonna, oh, even better. It could be better than that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he became a fabric of my life is what, getting back to the other story, is I've been studying him. My last words are going to be, my grandfather did what, when? Those are going to be my last words before I leave this earth.
Was there ever a hardship that, or a pressure that came along, or a disappointment that came along with being part of Babe Ruth's family because he was such a celebrity and so larger than life?
You know what? I mean, he had his foibles. You know, he wasn't the perfect man. But you know what? I couldn't have been more blessed to have a good, generous, talented, incredible human being as Babe. You know, he could almost, if I put a bat and ball in your hand at six and you did it throughout school, throughout your career, couldn't you do anything you want with that bat and ball? It'd be like another appendage. And the home run, he invented the home run. I mean, come on. I mean, it was like man to base game, move him along and here comes Babe out of the park. How exciting could you get? He brought hope to people during the Depression. They forgot their troubles. I mean, he was a showman. He was like the whole package. And when I talk, because I do talks, I visit. I tell them I want to visit about Babe. And the smiles on their faces, I feel like Santa Claus when I give them an 8x10. It's an incredible feeling, and it never gets old. They're so excited about it, you know?
Yeah. Is there anything that you just said, oh, I can't give that up for auction, that I have to hold on to myself for this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's very sentimental pieces that I would not give up. No, they're going to stay in the family, and they're very personal and couldn't give them up. No, yeah. I don't want to say them because then we're going to go back to that. I'm going to get hit over the head over it again. But we did keep some pieces, definitely. Some jewelry, you know.
Yeah. Will you be at the auction on Saturday?
I'll be there on Friday.
Okay.
For a reception from 6 to 8:30. It's an invitation. If you want to go to huntauctions.com, you know, you can find out about that. But I can't be there Saturday. People say, yeah, sure, but I'm attached to this stuff. I've been taking care of the pictures since I've been 10 years old, and I've been the other pieces for decades, and I can't watch it go. I know. They're sentimentally attached.
Yeah. No, I can understand that.
And I'm not just, I mean it really, because, and I can't, even now, when I do something and they're in front of me, I always give a kiss. Like to the satchel when we were on CNBC, I gave the satchel a kiss, you know, and hope that somebody loves it as much as I did, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is an amazing personal collection. It's going to be available for public auction coming up Yankee Stadium on Saturday at noon. Yankee Stadium Saturday at noon in the Legends Suite Club. Again, it's open to the public.
Definitely.
And you can get more information on this. And my guess is that you can probably bid on all of this online, even if you're not available to be at the auction, right?
Oh, it's going on as we speak. If they go to huntauctions.com, in fact, people have been bidding on them for days now. So you can do it right online if you want to.
Oh, terrific.
If you can't make it to the stadium. Yeah.
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 I haven't looked at it. I have no... You know, anticipation. I don't have any, you know, I don't want to look at what's the end result. I just hope they go to good people.
Yeah.
And what will be, will be. I don't want to anticipate anything, you know. Going there.
Right. Huntauctions.com. If you can't get to Yankee Stadium on Saturday night in the New York area, that's okay. Go to huntauctions.com. And the auctions are up right now for open bidding. This is the granddaughter of Babe Ruth, Linda Ruth Tassetti, who's joining us on the show. Linda, this was so fun. This is so enlightening. Thanks so much for taking time out, and best of luck with the auction. I can't wait to log on right now and check it during the commercial break, and I'm going to try to get over there to Yankee Stadium on Saturday as well to see some of this stuff.
Oh, I wish I was there. I would like to say hello, but definitely enjoy it, and thank you for having me, and I'm here anytime you need me.
Okay, thanks so much.
I love talking about Babe.
Okay, our pleasure. That's great. Linda Ruth Tassetti joining us this morning on the show. I just think this is so wild. I mean, of course, so many of our listeners not in the New York area, so you wouldn't be able to get to Yankee Stadium, but this really does just feel like you're looking through history, and you guys know how much I love sports history and history in general. It's like through the looking glass. It's like Alice in Wonderland. It's pretty wild. huntauctions.com if you want to go online and check out more. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Craig tweets, DA, this conversation with Linda Ruth is absolutely epic. Hashtag off the pantry. Yeah, that anecdote is going to live forever in that Linda Ruth just had all of this stuff in a room off the pantry. And she said, we're going to have to sell this because I don't want a fire to wipe out all of, like, these amazing Babe Ruth artifacts, and we don't want to be robbed or, quote-unquote, hit over the head, as she said. So that's a reason to sell the most amazing things of all time. I can understand that. I can understand that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.